live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231. Live Saturday show. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Some good news about marijuana and lung cancer coming up here in a little bit. But first, we continue taking your phone calls. If you're just tuning in, we're kind of, I guess, recapping to some extent the Osama bin Laden situation, getting your thoughts. Mark, you had opened up the show asking the question of, is it evil what the executive types in the U.S. government had done by ordering the death, ordering the execution of an unarmed man? Was that an evil thing to do? That was kind of your question. But, of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts on any aspect of the bin Laden situation or bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. 800-259-9231. Let's talk first to Rich, listening in South Carolina to WSC-FM. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And I think what happened, so, is I think it's that we should bring our men home now from Afghanistan. I think the war is over. But then again, is the war really over? And again, I would think that...
do you mean by the war, I'm sorry, by war, do you mean the war, a so-called war on terror?
The war on, let's say, the war is really against, Al-Qaeda. Now, Al-Qaeda is a terrorist group, and basically our beef is with them. Now, I would say that he was, to me, I think that he was not unarmed because he had guards around his compound, for number one, which were... could have killed any of those guys.
Most of whom were unarmed, actually, according to the...
Well, we don't really know that as far as...
Well, according to the government's own accounts, there was nobody that was armed except for maybe one guy, and there's no evidence whatsoever of any kind of firefight, so...
Well, there could have been a firefight. Now,
well,
the reason
hold on,
saying,
just a second. Now, if the cops come to get you at your house and shoot you at your front door because you could have had a gun inside, they've murdered you.
I understand it, but I did not fly airplanes into the Twin Towers. I had nothing to do with anything like that. I think I was there. I was watching them at that day on TV when I had two airplanes fly through the
Everybody
Twin
was.
Towers.
Everybody
and,
was.
And everyone was shocked, and everyone wanted someone to kill. Now,
not me. Somebody who believes in eye for an eye or retaliation. Now, I don't think that violence solves violence, and I don't think that that you can make the world better by killing in response to killing.
No, and I did not like the fact that people out there doing the cheers and the out in the streets
it's
after
tanking.
They got Osama. I did not like that at all because when Washington took over, beat the British in a fight one time back in the Revolutionary War, the soldiers celebrated. And Washington got mad at him because made it look us like we're a mean-spirited people. We're not a mean-spirited country. We're a good country. We're not mean-spirited. We're a civilized society. We should not have been out there.
Civilized societies follow their laws, and as far as I'm concerned, it's a violation of 1,000 years of jurisprudence to go and assassinate an unarmed guy. So, I mean, a country is as good as the people who run it, and I'm afraid that if this was a good country at some point, and I tend to believe it was, that it has been corrupted.
I still think it's a great country. But
it's a great country. Great means big.
It's a great country,
right.
But not a great government. How about that?
But I would say that you're a very good person, and I think there's a lot of people in this world, are very good people like you are. We are loaded with a very good people. Do we want those people to fly into there? We did not tell those people to come over to our country and fly airplanes into our buildings and watch thousands of people die.
That much is true. That much is true. But you've got to understand where they're coming from when you just look at that moment in time.
But they declared war on us. And
who is they, sir?
There have been eight decades. Jihad on us to declare war. Back when they bombed the towers before, back in 1993, when they found that the blind guy and they. Persecuted, they prosecuted.
Are you aware in 1987 that the United States shot down an Iranian passenger airplane and killed hundreds of Iranians?
Well, that was
people. It was a mistake.
I understand it, but that was an accident. It was not, and they still to this day they think.
Well, wait a minute. How
can
an accident like that happen? Wait a minute. How can
an
accident? Where did that? I'm sorry. Hold on one moment, Mark. Where did that take place? That shooting down
in the Middle East.
Now, how could that accident have happened if the United States federal government wasn't occupying the Middle East?
I understand
that,
but
was not an accident, sir. It was not an accident. Point of fact, it was not an accident that the U.S. military was there in the first place, was it?
But that's the point about it. If there was two airplanes they knocked down, then it
is it a declaration? I don't care about that. Is it a declaration of war? Is it a declaration of war if the Red Chinese come and set up a military base in your neighborhood?
I would say that would probably be, all depends how they did it. That's not a, they're pinning me into another corner, which I don't think that the point about it.
It's not a pinning into a corner when you understand the United States has troops in more than 130 nations on more than 1,000 military bases outside of the United States. It's not the United States anymore. It's the ruler of the world.
I understand it, but now we have a situation
and
where...
And that's why they attacked!
Do
you understand that part? Do you understand that's why 9/11 happened? Is because of the United States meddling in other people's business?
9/11 happened because in a situation, because you have to understand that the United States at that time was fighting with, hand-in-hand with Osama, in the Afghanistan war against the Soviet Union at that time.
That was the late 80s, yeah.
The late 80s, exactly. Now, what I was saying to you at this point, when they bombed us first, and then they bombed the hotel, when they killed 283 Marines, the Al-Qaeda had their, Osama had did that, and with, now, did those guys have guns on them, or did they have any kind of situations where they were sleeping? And when they came in and were bombed and killed 283
Marines. All I'm saying is two wrongs don't make a right. Do you remember when your mom told you that?
I understand that, but there was an act of war.
But I get it. It's a war. I get it. It's an act of war. But do you understand since the early 30s, the United States has been over there messing with those people? I mean, if you want to go back, they win on the let's go back and look at history item because the United States took the place of England and began telling those folks what to do. You know who the Shah of Iran is. You know the United States CIA put him in power. You know that those people are pretty upset that they've got in Saudi Arabia, they're not even, the sheiks aren't even their same ethnicity, and the United States backs them up. I'd be upset if I was those people, too.
I understand that, but just want to make sure what you're
saying. I understand that,
about.
But. All, that's
you
all you've said this entire time. I understand that, but.
To our situation toward New York City where 3,000 people were killed. And over 3,000 people were killed, and two buildings went down.
Do you think, point
okay?
of clarification, Rich, do you think that the U.S. federal government should pull out from all the rest of the world?
The war is not over with this situation with Al-Qaeda. They will attack us again. And I'll
do you know why?
You didn't answer my question, Rich. Do you think that the United States federal government should pull out from the rest of the world?
That is a situation where it's a global... The United States itself. Okay.
So is that a no? Yeah. I believe that the U.S. It's a yes or no question. Is that a no, Rich?
I would say no because
why is Al-Qaeda going to attack us, Rich? Why? Why do they want to attack us?
The war is not over. It's an ongoing war.
No, that's not answering my question. Why does Al-Qaeda want to attack the United States of America?
Why do they want to? Because they think that we're Satan.
Why do they think they're Satan? They don't think the Eskimos are Satan. Why do they think that we're Satan?
Because we support Israel, and Israel is the reason, is the hate of the Middle East. Okay, and when they attacked us, they attacked Israel, and that's why Iran wants this, and that's why these other people.
So you support the war continuing? Then you support more reduction in freedom?
I don't support any kind of war at all. I want our people out of Afghanistan right now. Pull them out.
Rest of the country. You don't think that, or not the rest of the world. You think that the United States federal government should just continue meddling in other countries' business, continue screwing around. You just want to leave Afghanistan. Is that right?
No. The reason I'm not saying that. The reason these governments allow the United States to stay there because they need our money for one thing. They need our protection for another thing.
No, sir. They don't. Right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
Right. When you're talking about governments needing protection from the United States, it's true. That much is true. They want that protection because they want to stay in power. But remember, this is a country where there was a revolution held here. Why is our revolution sacrosanct, but the one that may occur in other countries not?
1-800-259-9231. I don't know if he really even understood half of what was being said. He said, I understand that, but...
You can't see it through the blinders of jingoism.
I understand that, but... He kept saying that over... I understand that, but... Well, no, you don't really understand it if you can't internalize it.
I don't think Al-Qaeda would even want to attack the United States if the United States wasn't messing around in the Middle East.
Right. If you understood that, then you would agree that it's a good idea to end the meddling in these other countries. If you understood that the reason why 9/11 happened is because of that meddling, then you would agree that it's time to end the meddling. But no, he wants to continue on with this war on terror thing all for the rest of eternity because there is no end to the war on terror.
I don't want
to. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. If you would like, you can see the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, you can learn how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver all the time. It's hard to listen to talk radio and not hear that. But we've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some really great prices. I think that they're lower than all the major purveyors of precious metals out there, but it gives you the opportunity to price check. You can, don't take my word for it. Go to gold.freetalklive.com, see what we've got there in gold and silver pieces. Comparison shop and buy the precious metals that you know are increasing in value over time, that will hold your money, hold the value of your money while the United States dollar keeps on decreasing in value. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
So we continue and take your phone calls about whatever you want. Calls so far have been focusing on the bin Laden situation. And, yeah, just want to remind folks, the war, first of all, there is no war that has been declared. But, of course, they're still calling it the war because that's convenient.
It looks a lot like a war.
They call this the war on terror. And it's important to point out that just because Osama bin Laden has been caught doesn't mean it's over. Somebody suggested earlier that, now it's over. Well, no, it's not, because there are other people out there that are angry at the United States government and are willing to, you know, perhaps sacrifice their own lives.
Ten years worth of fighting, maybe $3 trillion, $5 trillion. It's hard to know how much money. There's been almost a half a million, they say, people who have died in this conflict, 6,000 U.S. soldiers. Yeah, I think that in trying to kill Osama bin Laden, the United States government may have created 100 more.
No doubt about that. And so the war on terror, as has been even said by the U.S. government's own agents, and I think it was during the Bush administration, it was pointed out that this is the war that will go on forever. Because as long as they have this specter of terror that they can just hold out there for people to be frightened of, that they can then use that to continue warmongering, to continue increasing the size of the state, increasing its intrusiveness.
Feeding the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower, a Republican, warned us of,
right,
a general.
All they have to do is point to something and say, that's terrorism. See, we've justified our continued warmongering efforts. In fact, there's news that came out a few days ago, about San Diego terrorist organization whose home base is in the Middle East has established another home base across the border in Mexico. This is according to 10news.com. A former U.S. intelligence agent told the channel that they're recognized by many experts as the A-team of Muslim terrorist organizations. He's referring to Hezbollah. The claim is now that they have set up nearby the U.S.-Mexican border in Mexico, and that...
If this is coming out in the news, you'd think that they would have already taken care of this.
What do you mean?
It takes nothing for the United States government to go over to Pakistan and invade. Why wouldn't they go over to Mexico, where they practically own the place?
Well, I don't know, Mark. Maybe they are doing something. Who knows? But my point being here that now they're already pointing to the next threat, or one of the next threats. They're already pointing it out, saying, look, now we've got this one. It's even closer to home. Americans, we need to really ratchet up the security state. We're going to need to have more checkpoints. We're going to need to have house-to-house searches. I mean, they're not actually calling for that yet, but just give them time. If it turns out that they can, you know, kind of gin up some fear surrounding this Hezbollah claim from the fact that the allegation that they're in Mexico now, and nearby the U.S. border, that's going to give them reason to start to really amp up the amount of the police state that you see down there, as though there's not enough of a police state down there with all of the so-called immigration fears that the people have and the immigration checkpoints that they've been setting up. And this is exactly kind of what I suggested might happen, the idea that there would be more of a domestic terror threat happening now that Osama bin Laden has been taken out. Now it'll be easier for them to paint something that is a scarier picture closer to home to justify, I say, military occupation of the streets or military checkpoints or
a lot
whatever.
Of people want soldiers on the border.
Let's continue here with your phone calls and get your thoughts. And we'll talk to Jerry, listening in Florida to WFLA in St. Petersburg. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jerry.
Hello.
Jerry, go ahead with your thoughts. You're on the air, Jerry.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe this. I'm listening to the radio show. And one side, little tiny spot, but I'm listening to it on the cell phone. It's actually doing exactly the same thing. I couldn't believe it.
Huh? I don't quite understand what you're saying
in both places.
Oh, I can hear you on the phone. Okay.
Okay. Jerry, yes, you don't want to listen on the radio when you, just a tip for you.
I know that. I listen to WFLA often. Yes, I was going to question him. Are you familiar with the St. Petersburg Times? Is one of the top-notch newspapers in the whole...
I'm of the opinion St. Pete Times is a really great newspaper, yes.
Yes, sir, I'm familiar with that. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm looking at this thing, and it has group with two little dots on the side, and it is World End May 21st.
World Ends? Is that what you said?
No. Yes, this is up in the St. Petersburg Times.
You're saying that the St. Petersburg Times is claiming the world is going to end or the war? I'm not quite sure I understood what you said. World?
The very first word is GROUP with two square dots on the side. World ends May 21st. Now, so, I've known about this for a month, and I've told people about it. No, this is
you've me. Known about the world ending? Is that what you're saying?
That's what the paper says, yes. May 21st, yeah.
Okay, but you said you've known about it for a month. So are you saying that you've known the world is going to end?
Well, I've heard about it through a radio show, the same radio show I'm listening to now. But
not this radio
know,
show.
George,
We don't talk about crazy crackpot stuff like that.
I beg your pardon?
I said you did not hear that on this radio show, at least not from the host, and I don't recall anybody calling in to say the world's going to end on the 21st.
He's probably saying that he heard it on WFLA.
No. This is in the St. Petersburg Times.
So what does it mean? I got it. Now, have you been drinking tonight, by the way?
I want your opinion on it. That's what I'm asking.
Do you believe
that anybody who says that the world's going to end and predicts a day is wrong?
Do you believe the world is going to end on May 21st?
Well, I got my doubts, but I have to have somebody else's opinion.
Okay, no, it's a bunch of crazy crackpot nonsense. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Everybody knows the world's going to end on December 21st. Come on.
Isn't that in 2012?
Right, 2012. Come on.
It can't end in 2 weeks. Then the Mayans would have been wrong.
So, no, I don't believe it's going to end on the 21st of December either. I'm just kidding about that. But did it sound like he was a little tipsy to you?
I don't know.
Maybe just a little crazy. 1-800-259-9231. And do you think the St. Petersburg Times is reporting on this? I guess they're saying that they're reporting on someone claiming that the world is going to end, not that they think the world's going to end.
No, I don't think that they'd go out on that limb.
You're welcome to call with your crazy, you know, predictions about what do you think is going to happen to the world. And what does it mean for the world to end anyway? I mean, when everybody says that the world is going to end, or when the people who believe this say that the world is going to end, what is it that they envision? Do they envision fire raining from the sky, the earth itself imploding or exploding?
Many Christians believe that they'll be caught up in the rapture and, you know, go off to heaven.
Don't have to be a Christian to believe that the world is going to end.
No, plenty of people believe it in different ways.
When you hear, or when you, if you are a world ending believer, when you say that the world is going to end, what does that mean? It could also mean that the world as you know it is going to end, that there could be such drastic change, that change could be positive as well. So what does it even mean? It just doesn't mean anything to me.
Apocalypse does mean change.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. 866 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want, even paranoid claims about the world ending. Although I guess our caller in the last segment, he wasn't on board necessarily. He was just wondering what we thought about it.
Just wanted an opinion.
And we'll give you a little bit more information on this because we found out who the group is that is making these claims and got a little bit more info on that. We'll share that with you here in a moment. 800-259-9231, that allows you to take control of the airwaves. And, yes, you can bring up anything. You can also join us on our website. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI is a company that, well, it's run by a guy who really cares about liberty. They do all kinds of things to help you collect on bills, and they do it with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your customers, too. SACL CAI can handle accounts receivable for companies large and small. Go check them out at freetalklive.com. Their banner is the top one at the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
So we had a gentleman call in a moment ago, and we'll get back to your calls here in a moment. But
you
just
do love this kind of thing.
Just to give you a little bit more information on the crazy the group here that is making the claims, the St. Petersburg Times apparently reporting on a group claiming that May 21st is the end of the world. That's this year, by the way, May 21st, 2011. So just coming up here in a couple
there's
weeks.
There's some facts on their website as to why.
Their claims on their website.
They call them facts.
As to why. And we found their website thanks to SciFaze, one of our producers. He sent a link saying that it's familyradio.com. This is their website. This is the group. They're based out of Oakland, California. And essentially, they're saying here that this guy is certain. In fact, there's like a frequently asked questions here where one of the questions is, what if May 21st ends and nothing occurs? The biblical evidence is too overwhelming and specific to be wrong.
God.
gosh.
It's got to be so difficult to be in that position where, you know.
To go out on that limb? What's that? To go out on that limb, you mean?
Yeah. You know that that's just the way it's got to be because, well, you know it. You've read, you've looked, you know that it's true. And then it comes and it goes. And remember, folks, this has happened innumerable times. Hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of people have made predictions as to when the world's going to end. Folks will get ready for it, whether it's a spaceship or whatever it is.
Yeah.
The people get ready for it, and then it comes and it goes. And it amazingly, their resolve, their belief tends to fortify itself at that point because, well, we couldn't have been wrong. We must just have misinterpreted something
right.
Like God's message.
Yeah, that's one of those interesting part about these groups that believe that there's a certain day that the world is going to end when their charismatic leader ends up being wrong about his or her prediction. How it is that people within that group respond is fascinating.
Right, because they're invested.
Right.
They've given away all their earthly possessions to friends and family, mm-hmm. or they've done whatever it is. They've done, given thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to this religious organization or whatever, and they're invested. They have to be right because they put their life's work behind it.
So how do they justify it in their minds to continue believing because some of them will drop off. Some of the people in the cult or whatever will drop away and they'll realize they've been duped and they'll walk out. But some of them stick with the charismatic leader, and it's usually based on some, crafty excuse as to why, a mistake was made. Or I remember one of them was, I don't remember which cult it was, but one of those spaceships going to take us away kind of cults. I think the claim was by the charismatic leader in that case was that, they'd received a message from God. He, the charismatic leader, mm-hmm. had received a message from God or Xenu or whoever, the aliens, that apparently the world has redeemed itself and that it's not going to end. So, or that the end has been put off or something like that. He's given us a little more time. God has communicated to me personally because I am his vessel or whatever, that everything is okay for now and the end has been averted and whew, now the next date is going to be 2015. So get ready for that one. And so what percentage of the people in that belief system will actually follow along with that, will actually take that hook, line, and sinker versus what percentage will walk away and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe I was duped.
There's a little bit of biblical backing for that. During the Sodom and Gomorrah story, Abraham, he bargained with God, and this is when God was much more hands-on. You could talk to him and stuff. He bargained with God, and he got, God said that there were, if Abraham said, if I could find 100 good men, I'm just paraphrasing here, in Sodom and Gomorrah, and God says, yeah, I'll spare it. If I could find just 50 or whatever, and he brings it on down to, I think it's 10 or something like that, and then at some point he can't find 10 good men in the corrupt cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, just Lot and his family, and tells them to flee. Of course, his wife turns back and turns into a pillar of salt. It's always the women in the Bible that get it.
Let's continue here with your phone calls. We'll go to Tom listening in Florida. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, okay. First thing right off the bat, we're always in a state of war. War on poverty, war on drugs. I want to declare war right now with you guys being the first. War on ignorance. Do some research.
That's now, a good one.
Okay. Now, as far as being a birther, I've traded my birther in. I am now officially a deather.
What's that mean?
On January 28th, 2002, CBS had a news clip saying Bin Laden was in a hospital on September 10th. At Rawalpindi, Rawalpindi.
There are multiple actual reports of Bin Laden's demise over the past decade. So it's not just that one.
Yeah, he's a dying mamma jamma, that guy.
He's died multiple. He's like a cat. He's died multiple times. I think some people have counted up to
nine
times, actually, at this point. So you're saying that you believe that he's been dead a long time.
Right, and I would like to maybe go ahead and send SEAL Team 6's twins in, Frog Team 6. Maybe go get that body and show me.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, the body that they ostensibly ejected to sea in a claimed Islamic burial.
You're going to need to go down in one of those submersible bell things. You're not going to just get a man. A man can't swim that low.
Let's continue with your calls and talk to Jay, listening to KGOE out on the West Coast in California. Hello, Jay.
Well, gentlemen, I so much appreciate your willingness to confront reality in a forthright manner. I don't get to hear that an awful lot on our free press much anymore, and I truly appreciate it. So,
thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, mine is that the problem that confronts us a lot now is that people are afraid of the term conspiracy theorist. And I pose this. If we have a government that is indeed conspiring to our detriment, to some very evil deeds throughout the world, then are we conspiracy theorists to say our government is conspiring against us? And I'd like to pose one with this bin Laden mess. So many questions are unanswered about what was the truth of 9-1-1. I'd like to ask you just a couple. How did a bin Laden keep our Air Force on the ground for an hour while this craziness was going on? How could he have done that? He didn't. Those buildings came down, in the opinion of all structural engineers, because of a planned demolition. They did not fall because of a fire or impact damage.
I've seen some people who are experts go on both sides of this issue, and I certainly wouldn't be able to say one way or the other whether it was a planned demolition or whether it was because the planes flew into it. It seems legitimate to me that two of the largest planes on the planet fly into two buildings, and those things could fall.
Explain Building 7, though, Mark. I mean, that one's pretty tough to explain.
The two biggest buildings on the planet just fell right next to it.
That's going to cause another building to fall down?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Look, I tend to understand where you're coming from, and I thank you for the call tonight. The whole 9/11 thing, I think there are a lot of questions that are out there that are unanswerable, or maybe there are answers, but we'll never actually know which ones are the real answers. And I just don't want to spend my time obsessing over what I believe to be true. Because right now, I don't believe anything to be true about 9/11 besides the fact that those buildings went down and planes were crashed and hijacked. I mean, there are some things that we know are absolutely facts, but others, I think there are a lot of questions. I don't believe the government story, and I don't believe the conspiracy theory story, and I think that it's been almost an entire decade now at this point, and I'd rather focus on what's happening today, on the tyranny that is being enacted now, on the police state that is growing ever larger and ever more oppressive. That is what's persuasive, I think, to people. 1-800-259-9231. Not speculation based on what happened, about what happened in the past. Free Talk Live.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy the site, you like the fact that we give you all the features for free, you like the fact that you can actually create the content on the website, maybe you want to voluntarily support the show. You can do that by shopping with us, by going through our affiliate links over at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, when you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you'll see some links for Amazon, and you click into the appropriate Amazon link for your country, and then you get your shopping taken care of. You buy whatever it is that you need and or want, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the profits. Amazon cuts us a decent amount. It's like 7 or 8%, depending on how much that we sell every single month. On electronics, I think they cut it down to 4%. But overall, it's a fairly, I think, a generous amount that they are sending us just for sending them the business, because you're going to do the shopping anyway. Many times you're probably going to shop at Amazon anyway, so you're just entering through our door, basically, and then they count it. They count you as one of our listeners, and they send us a portion of the proceeds. So head on over and get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com. That's, once again, shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your phone calls about anything. You know, the last caller brought up the idea of conspiracy theories. And just to comment a little further on the idea of conspiracy theories, yes, it's true. People are conspiring to do things in the government. Always. As long as you've got two people talking in secret about what they want to do, you've got yourself a conspiracy. But I think it's a fact that there's conspiring going on in the government. They're conspiring to take your money, they're conspiring to take your freedom, and they're conspiring to oppress you ever further. Those are all facts. When you get into the realm of theory is when you're supposing things, when you're looking at something that you're looking at facts, and then you're theorizing about why those things happened, or why they happened the way they did, or what the real story is behind them. And that's where people get lost. They get lost in this realm, this rabbit hole of conspiracy theories, which range from relatively reasonable to completely mad. And that's why the conspiracy theory label has become so negative, because of the madness that's associated with it.
No, that's not the reason that it's become negative. The reason is that man is a gregarious creature, and he wants to live in groups. You will be an outsider if you believe things that are sufficiently deviated from the norm in a given group. People don't want to be outsiders. They don't want to be considered the weirdo. So whether or not it's true, whether I don't know who killed JFK, I don't care. But people won't step outside of their boxes because they don't want to believe what's not true. Now it's considered the norm to believe that JFK wasn't, that the single shooter theory was inaccurate or whatever. So people have all kinds of theories. And it's safe because it's 5 decades ago. It doesn't matter anymore.
So, it doesn't matter today anyway. What happened on 9/11 to me is irrelevant, because even if it turns out that it was some sort of inside job and the U.S. government was involved from the top down, that doesn't do anything for me, because I already know that the U.S. government is evil and the things that they do are wrong and they hurt people and they're killers. And I already know all these things. So it's not going to be a revelation for me in that particular case. But the people that are of the conspiracy kind of movement, they're obsessed. Many of them are obsessed with, finding the truth about what happened with, fill in the blank world event that happened in the past. Whereas, again, I think focusing on what's happening now is much more relevant, because we can point to things that are really happening and they are concrete, and we know that there's no question about whether they occurred. Like, the police getting away with murder or beating people, or there's like another story recently about how the police busted in the window on some folks. So I think it's over at FreeTalkLive.com, actually, that some people were being less than cooperative with the police and they busted in the window. You've got police checkpoints being put up everywhere. These are things that are very, very concrete, and there's no question as to whether or not they're happening. I prefer to focus in that realm. We continue with your calls, though. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to Steve listening in Washington. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. I started listening tonight when you guys were talking with somebody about the war, and you kept saying, I understand, but. And Ian had asked a question of him, why does he think that 9/11 happened? What does he think the ultimate cause of 9/11 was? And I don't think that he actually gave you an answer. Can you hear me, by the way?
Yeah, we got you.
Gotcha.
Okay, sorry, it was real quiet. So.
Well, we're listening.
Okay, great. Now, in 1998, in terms of what inspired the terrorists on 9/11, in 1998, the Pentagon had there's an outfit within the Pentagon, an agency or whatever, called Defense Science Board, and they said, "Doggone it, why is all this terrorism happening against Americans and American interests?" And so they came out with a study and they published a report, and their report said that, of course, it was America's foreign policy in the Middle East and around the world mm-hmm. that caused this. The 9/11 Commission as well said this. Mm-hmm. The CIA, in fact, says this. And, in fact, the top man, I'm sure you know his name, Michael Schreier, who was head of the bin Laden unit of the CIA, has written several books about this, about the fact that the United States government's intervention overseas is breeding terrorism. It's causing enough anger to where people will want to come over here and do us harm. This is the most surprising thing that I learned. I'm going to read a quote, and I know you guys hate it when quotes drag on, so I'll make it short.
Okay,
I'll take a little snippet of it. In 2006, the same guy who in 2001 said they hate us for our freedoms, 5 years later in 2006, President Bush said, as a result of previous U.S. policy, quote, anger and resentment bubbled forth with a series of attacks, the most dramatic of which was on September the 11th. And then a couple of months later, he said pretty much the same thing, the United States has been trying to, has been involved in Middle Eastern countries trying to create stability, and they failed to do this, and the result was 9/11.
That's because when you use force, things don't happen the way you intend for them to.
Right. I guess the bottom line is that people really need to stop pretending this is some cuckoo crackpot theory. I mean, pretty much, the intelligence people in the United States government and even President Bush himself have said that it's our foreign policy.
Right, but if you say that, like those that sort of do the debating for the Republican attack dogs will say, you hate America, you're as bad a jihadist, you're a terrible, terrible American, and they'll vilify you. So the people that run sort of in lockstep, and I got to admit, I used to be one of those folks. I listened to Rush Limbaugh back in the early 90s, and he sounded right to me. And I supported the contract with America, and then into the late 90s, I was all for the Rush Limbaugh stuff. And then about the time that George Bush got in office, and I saw that, well, you know, these folks are growing the government. They're not shrinking it. I, you know, was getting to be kind of shifty, and by the time of George's second administration there, I was done as a tried and true sort of Republican believer.
So you kind of have George Bush to thank for that. Thanks for the call tonight, Steve. Sure. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Excellent observations on his part, though, showing that even from within the official mouthpiece of the U.S. government, they're admitting that they understand the reasons why these things happen, and why shouldn't they understand it? I mean, Osama bin Laden himself has made the claims on his videos that, hey, the reason this has happened, just a heads up, all you have to do, Americans, is stop your government from doing these things in the future, and the violence will probably end. I mean, essentially, he has said those things in the past.
Yeah,
doing this because of what has been done to us in the past.
And what I was saying previously, and I think it still holds true, is it's about the zeitgeist. It's about the feeling. It's not about the facts. There are lots of people who are listening to this right now that are saying, ah, you're wrong. They hate us because of Coca-Cola and Britney Spears, and our women don't wear garbage bags on their heads, and you know, they're still out there ranting and raving and doing all the stuff that they did in the past. It doesn't matter that the government has admitted it. It doesn't matter that we can back it up with facts. It's all about the perception and the feeling. And remember, these fools vote.
Well, it's all about, you're right, you're absolutely right, it's about emotion, isn't it? I mean, if you look at the way the government appeals to people, they appeal to them on an emotional basis. They want you to get all caught up in the moment and forget about the facts and forget about reality. 1-800-259-9231. And the reality is that aggression doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Aggression breeds more aggression.
Yeah, violence begets violence. And when you use aggression, when you use force against people, peaceful people, then you end up with really nasty consequences as a result of that. And anybody that pays attention to all of the use of force, whether it's the war on drugs or the war on terror or whatever.
Or King George and this, and what happened in the United States 200 and something years ago.
Right. Anybody who pays attention to the facts will know these things. But if all you're caught up in is how you feel about violence, well, I mean, a lot of people are inclined toward violence. It's kind of a natural human response. Unfortunately, it's got problems. More coming up here. Hour 3's next. You can take control. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.